woods and go wild. In a year or two, they go wild. But they have never got the bristle. They never got that pine rooter nose. Now, the pine rooter is a breed of hog all to himself. That was the old natural wild hog. Mm-hmm. Now, I see them, and you do advertise in Tennessee and around, and from people that's got them from over and across the waters. Them wild boars, Russian wild boar. Well, there's a certain breed of them, just like the longhorn cattle. And now they're breeding and raising as much as them can for people to hunt, to get make money off people hunting them wild boars. But they're mean and they're dangerous.
Well, here in Arkansas, you always hear about razorbacks. What are they?
Well, now, when they give Arkansas a pretty bad name about being a back state. And of course, that was used to, when I was a boy, they just had regular common hogs, and the razorback, he went in the mountains, he got fat on acorns and hickory nuts, and the berries just as fat, and he called a razorback. Mm-hmm. And there's where the razorback hog, our university up here, they got a big red, they did have, I don't know what they've done with him, he was a Duloc boy, they came as their mascot. Mm-hmm. And they called him the razorback. Mm-hmm. They showed his pictures that way, but it was just, but now they don't have, we don't have any more of them in here now. They're all, they brought in the Duroc, the Poland China, the Berkshire, now the Landrace from over in France, and they've got a dozen different hogs that I never heard of before, but they got them here and they're good.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you know, these things that you pour the feed in for the hog, those are the...
Hog trough. Mm-hmm. But now, you take the old razorback, he used to could live without any feed whatever.
Is that right?
And a lot of the people lived up in the mountains. They'd let their hogs, they was wild, they just run in the woods. Mm-hmm. And then when the fall come, they'd take their dogs and go out and round up a bunch of them hogs and go in there and just shoot them down. Mm-hmm. Put a mule, have a mule out there, and one man come along, and two other men would go along with their dogs, and they'd shoot a hog, and they'd holler. And them old mountaineers knew just exactly where he was. That guy'd go with that mule. He'd tie two or three together and drag him over here. I was up there one year. And they went and dug a big hole in the ground, like digging a grave, and take that mountain rock there and build a big fire and put them rock in there and heat them and roll them off in that hole and make that water boiling. And they'd have regular hog killings. Maybe they'd kill 25 or 30. Boy, them old mountaineers had just come around to four or five families. They had the biggest time you ever seen.
That's something.
And I've seen that happen. Well, now, them was what you call mountain people. It was the razorback hogs and all them hogs just as fat, old, but that lard just as greasy off of hickory nuts and acorns. It's so greasy, a lot of people, you couldn't eat it. Mm-hmm. It's not like corn-fed hog. A person down in town would eat corn-fed, I couldn't eat it. But them old mountain people, they eat it and enjoy it. Make their lard, cook it in them big kettles and all, put up all the lard for a year, you know. Mm-hmm. That was what's called mountain people living.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? You'd say, well, listen to that calf.
Well, they say, well, that calf is blatant.
What about the noise that's made by a cow when it's hungry or wants
to
get milk?
Well, they call them bawling.
Call those
bawling. And if a cow is wanting a calf, she's lowing for her calf.
Mm-hmm. Or what about you know, the noise that a horse makes? You say it.
He's a nickering.
Nickering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or say if you got some animals like ducks and chickens and geese and guineas and all those sorts of animals with feathers, you say you got a lot of different
fowl.
Mm-hmm. Or what about, you know, if you got a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs, you call that a...
Well, you call that, one thing is a setting hen, and another is a brooding.
Well, what about, you know, these things that you put chickens in when you want to send them to market, what do you call those?
Well,